In the name of Jesus, amen. Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do the signs that you do unless God is with him. You, who met with Nicodemus in the flickering light and shadows, why is your face hidden to us in the brightness of the day? Our eyes long to be filled with you. Instead, they are filled with 1,000 sorrows. The world that your goodness made now trembles with earthquakes and heaves with tsunamis like a woman in labor. The daughters of Jerusalem weep for themselves and for their children and for the unborn. For the unborn. O Lord, with our eyes, we do not see your kingdom, for our eyes are filled with tears. Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted in you, and you delivered them. They cried to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not ashamed. Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do the signs that you do unless God is with him. You who met with Nicodemus in the cover of night, where can we go to find safety with you? Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but wherever we would lay our heads, trouble follows. We would enter your rest, but at home we are bitten and devoured by one another like prey in the teeth of foxes. We would enter your peace, but at work we are pecked and clawed like sport for the birds. O Lord, we would enter your kingdom, but we do not know the way. The truth is, dear Rabbi, wherever I go, my sins go too. Wherever I go, I bring my own worst enemy with me. Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted and you delivered them. They cried to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not ashamed. Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do the signs that you do unless God is with him. You who met with Nicodemus and answered a sinner with gentle truth, will you not also answer us? For we hear the sound of the wind, and we hear the words of the Spirit blowing from your lips. But even so, dear Lord, we ponder on our beds and wonder in our hearts, how can these things be? For we know your words are good and true, but we are slow of heart, weak in prayer and quick to sleep. Will you preach a word of hope to us? Will you look upon us and grant your absolution? When will we wake and finally cease from sin? Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted and you delivered them. They cried to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not ashamed. Thus answers the Lord. Amen, amen, I say to you. Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Therefore, I have given you birth from above and brought you forth from your mother's womb, and from her font I have taken you and laid you on her breast that you might be taught to trust. For the land that I have established shall be shaken, and the waters that I have bounded shall be loosed. But you shall not be afraid, for I am with you. and I will wipe away your tears. And with your ears you shall see. For blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. And blessed are the daughters of Jerusalem, for I have blessed their children. Yes, these present sufferings are not worthy to be compared to the revealing of the sons of glory, the sons of God. O my people, I will meet you in the flickering light and shadows, for the seven lampstands are my church, and I am he who walks in the midst. Thus answers the Lord. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I say to you, you must be born again. For you did not choose to be born into this world, but I fashioned you in the womb. Nor did you choose to be born again, but I have chosen you. Be still and know that I am your God. In the waters of baptism, I have washed your robe white with my blood. There is a palm branch waiting for your hand and a crown waiting for your head. Foxes have holes and birds have nests, but your citizenship is in heaven, for you are the children of God. If you would enter my rest, then come to me, you who carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. If you would enter my peace, then come to my table, and I will put the peace that passes understanding to your lips. If you would enter my kingdom, then know that I am the way and the truth and the life. Where are the sins that trouble you? I will bathe them away with water and spirit and bind up all your wounds. And who is this enemy you carry in your breast? For now I will make my home in you. And as you go, your dearest friend goes with, for I am he. Thus answers the Lord. Amen, amen, I say to you. We speak of what we know and bear witness of what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? Therefore, my beloved, trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding. Do not ask how this can be or how that can be. My words are simple. And if I do not tell you how, then all you need to know is how to say amen. Baptism now saves you. Amen. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. This is my body given for you, my blood shed for you. Amen. O Nicodemus, O Israel, O you who would not believe, remember the fiery serpents that bit the people and brought them to death. For your sins, you also have been bitten by a serpent, and you don't have much longer left. But just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so has the Son of Man been lifted up. And whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. If the venomous fangs of sin have pierced you, if the fiery serpent has bitten you. When I am lifted up, look upon me, and you will be healed. Behold, I am as the serpent, lifted up. I am he who knew no sin. I have been made sin for you. I am he who knew no death. I have laid down my life for you. I am he who overcomes the great serpent by becoming a greater serpent still for you. I am the sin of sin. I am the death of death. I am the devil's devil. I am the way and the truth and the life that leads back into the paradise of Eden. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son for you. Rabbi, you have answered us. Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted and you delivered them. They cried to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not ashamed. Amen.